You are now listening to the Someone's Favorite Productions podcast network.
Hey, listeners. It's that time again.
Oh, no.
That's right. Your favorite time of year.
Oh, no.
The wind is howling and the leaves are crackling.
No.
It's fall. And you know what that means? It's Sextember. And just remember, as you approach this month, that there's two wolves inside you. One wolf is ferocious and hungry. And the other wolf's a cartoon who's ready to talk to you about some stuff that might be tricky for parents. So get ready, Sextember is upon us. Music.
At first, I didn't want to be the first wolf, but now I really do want to be the first wolf. I hope I'm the first wolf. Welcome to New World Pictures Podcast, where we're going to talk about every movie released by New World Pictures, and we do mean every movie and all manners that they've released things. I'm Ryan. With me, as always, is Mark.
I am concerned about that rubber duck.
And Erica.
Which parts are mine? I don't know. I still feel like it's up in the air. I don't know. Let's get in the tub and find out.
And welcome to Sextember 4
Play.
This is where we talk about these sexy movies released by New World Pictures, because there's nothing more comfortable than talking about sexy movies with your wife and brother. And we have got a real doozy to start off this month, because we're going to talk
real
about
a banger.
There's some banging in it.
There's some serious banging.
Yeah, I mean, there is some animated banging.
There's a titty count.
There is a titty count.
Yeah.
There's a dong. Oh. There's a full frontal.
Oh man,
there's a full frontal.
There's a badge count.
You've got it
it's
all.
It's wild.
In this one.
Yeah. There's buns. It's got it all.
It took a while because Erica usually picks the titles for Sextember, but I forced this one. I should use the word force when we're in Sextember.
Yeah, in Sextember, we should never talk about force. You recommended.
Strongly recommended, yes.
There's nothing strong or forceful about it, but I did suggest that we talk about this title. And
is that because you guys needed to have a conversation about...
Yeah, Ryan didn't know where babies came from.
Yep, I was very confused. We have two of these. How did this happen?
They were just under his favorite hat. That's what I told him.
I was about to say, were they under your sombrero?
Mm-hmm. Actually, when it said, I came out of the TV during a commercial break, I was like, well, that's how Ryan was born, right?
It sounds right to me. Sounds good.
And then he just turned around and stared back at the TV, and it was like, that's all I need.
And I was like, do we have this on blue? Why are we watching it with commercials?
I know we're not at final questions, but I want to know how each of you, based on that opening, so the opening of this, dear listeners, goes through ways that babies are born, hearsay, and, you know, fantastic ways that babies are born. Which way did you most identify with? We know Ryan came out of the TV. That's obvious.
Sure, that's been covered. Mark?
I'm pretty sure that the cat just dragged me in one day and was like, here you go. This thing was just hanging outside. And didn't want to be so rude as to knock. Mm-hmm. So was waiting for the right moment.
The only time
a
cat got in our house is the only time. We did not have cats growing up, so this was a rare occurrence.
In fact, Dad was mostly pissed about the cat, and then stumbled upon.
Here.
Wait a minute, there's a baby
here. Shit! Wait, I should have had to grab the baby too, Erica. which one did you identify with?
Oh, I was definitely delivered instead of lunch. And I was the baby eating the lunch. And then my mom screamed because I ate all the lunch. Because I was supposed to be, that was supposed to be her lunch, but instead it was me.
Eating the
lunch.
That's
me.
All
yeah.
Right.
Yeah, I was lunch baby.
And I like that you didn't lay you down on your mom's tummy. You just stayed in
I stayed in there with lunch. Yeah, I stayed in the tray with food.
She needs to finish this food. So we'll just take her back to the calf and we'll deliver her later.
This baby's a real bitch if she doesn't have lunch.
Of course, we're talking about 1985's Where Did I Come From?
Who's this, Daddy?
Oh, that's you, Rich, when you were 2 weeks old.
I was bald.
You sure were.
Daddy?
Hmm?
Where'd I come from?
What'd you say, Rich?
I said, where'd I come from?
That's what I thought you said. Well, honey, did you hear what Richie just asked?
Yes, I heard, darling.
That's right. There's no trailer for this. There's no trailer at all for 1985's Where Did I Come From, which is brought to you by pushing crucial parts of your child's education off on other people. A time-tested tradition passed down from generations. Questions are hard, and answers are even harder. And some questions to hard questions get you hard. And that means you need to push this particular part of your child's education off on other people. There's nothing more embarrassing than trying to explain away a boner that was not planned. And that's why you need to push some parts of your child's education off on other people. Trust us, it works. Have you had some really important conversations with your parents and grandparents? Of course you haven't. Why would you? That's because you brought in other people.
Also brought to you by comfy beds, am I right?
Yeah,
ooh,
totally. Oh, man.
Shit. I love nothing gets me hotter than a comfortable bed.
Oh, man. We'll get into that. This is actually...
I think it's also brought to you by Sperm Swim Meets.
Oh,
wow.
It's an audience.
Boy.
Oh, yeah.
More
was
excited.
That thorough?
Uh-huh.
That was
Sperm Swim Meet.
Thorough. It made me feel like, should we reconsider the name of our local high school swim team? Just call us the Sperms. It's the Grant High School Sperms.
It makes sense that at the Sperm Swim Meet, all the dads aren't paying much attention. They're all just looking.
They're like, my work here is
done.
I did what I had to do.
I got here. Yeah. That's what counts.
You know what? Yeah. This isn't football. I can't really follow it, but I'm here. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So can't say I wasn't here. The animation direction of this was from Ian McKenzie, who worked on cartoons like Heathcliff, Foofer, and Thundar the Barbarian. That's who put together the animation for this.
That tracks.
Of course, this is written by Peter Markle, which and based on the book that he wrote with Arthur Robbins of the same name that sold 2.5 million copies. But of course,
oh my god,
this video,
Ryan, please surprise me and tell me that you have the book. Reach behind you and grab the book.
I wish I had the book. No, I just have
the... Damn
it. Can you imagine you and a close buddy of yours deciding on a Saturday afternoon, we should write a book?
Yeah,
about where did I come from?
Or
you,
even
can you
just
imagine
like,
that happening in your
dude,
life?
Dude, what's your next book? I'm probably just gonna write an educational book about how babies are made. Can I get in on that? Do you need like a? Do you need like someone to? Because I feel I've always wanted to write that book. I've wanted to write that book for a long, long time. I have thoughts. I have ideas, man. Let me in. Let me get into that.
Well, it's pretty straightforward. I mean,
I haven't read this book, so I can't. I'm speaking out of turn right now, but I would wager a bet that if there's a book club you want to get out of, recommend this book. If you want out of your book club, be like, hey, for the next book, I know we just finished whatever. I'm going to recommend Where Did That Come From?
Now, I haven't read the book either, but I'm just saying, if I, as a parent, if I decided I don't want to have that conversation with my child, I'm just going to have them watch this, I'm pretty confident within the first 10 minutes, I'd be like, nah, fuck it, turn it off. I'll deal with the conversation. I'm good. Let's just talk about it.
Because I kind of want to sit with my kids and watch it and just stare at them the whole time and be like, what do you think?
You get it? Do you get it?
Pretty cool stuff, huh?
You just have the bath turned on in the background the whole time.
Informative. They're going to make me terrified of baths.
Yeah, terrified.
Now,
and
Mark,
ducks.
before we move on, I will point out that our mother would wait for certain special TV specials or TV movies or that dealt with certain touchy subjects such as drug abuse or teen pregnancy, and she would say, yep, we have something special to watch tonight, and then we would sit and watch it, and she would it would end, and she would be like, well, what did you guys think?
Yeah.
Wow. You guys had a Q&A afterwards?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Wow. It was more of an AMA after.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
It was also very much like a, nope, I got it all.
No notes.
I'm good.
Okay. I'm
Let's move
pretty
on.
Good.
Look, can we move
wow.
on?
Do you remember specifically any of the ones that you watched?
There were ones, I remember there was one, like, a kid who was really into arson. There was one about, like, drug use.
Drug use was a big one.
Definitely one about, you know, teen pregnancy.
There was a teen pregnancy that I think also touched on STDs.
Yep.
And the thing that that shocks me is that our mom also sat through these with us.
Sure.
Wow.
Which I would be inclined to pop it on and say, I'll be back in, say, 27 minutes.
We'll have a conversation.
We'll do the AMA.
She wrote it out. Wow.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And I will say
So I'm right in suggesting this movie with our kids and staying and just locking in and being like,
locking in and watching
what
it.
What do you think?
Yeah.
What do you think?
We lived it. Mark and I lived it. I will say that this video is the first in a series. You bet. This is a trilogy of videos produced under the First Aid for Parents umbrella. Future videos covered topics such as puberty and the impact of divorce.
Oh, my God.
Children.
I can't wait to complete the trilogy. Oh, shit. I've never wanted to. This is probably the first time I've ever said this on this podcast. I can't wait to watch the second and third movies of this trilogy. Oh, man.
Well, here, if you want to catch up, here's where you can watch Where Did I Come From? YouTube. Maybe even check our YouTube page.
Ooh. I have a feeling, though, you've got to keep riding high on the second one, because the third one might be a little bit of a letdown.
Oh,
Impact of Divorce is not going to be as fun of a roller coaster ride as puberty and Where Did I Come From.
Considerably less dicks and balls, I would imagine.
You never know. What if it starts with when the bath dries up? So does your parents' marriage. When you don't hear any more running baths or the bed has become uncomfortable, when the duck leaves, when the duck moves out.
And sometimes daddy's penis doesn't get hard anymore.
For mommy, but does
Oop.
For others.
Oh, oh shit! I can't wait. Now more interested than ever in this trilogy.
So here's where you can
complete it.
Here's where you can watch Where Did I Come From. You can find it on YouTube. In fact, check our YouTube page. We'll have a copy of it up there, and you can watch it there. 27 minutes of your life. You can do it.
God. Also, if anybody wants to watch it together on, like, let's go.
Watch party. Let's
just
do
hop
it.
On a Zoom and watch it. Let's do a watch party. Spoiler alert, you're going to learn some stuff.
You're
going to
learn.
So just be prepared to learn.
Just be
But
ready.
I will have a Q&A afterwards. I will have an AMA afterwards.
Bring a paper and pen, and you're going to learn some things.
Let's, yeah, you're going to want to take notes.
Let's talk about what this movie is about. Mark, what is Where Did I Come From about?
It's about parents who invite their kids into bubble baths maybe later in years, and they probably shouldn't. And
yeah,
you know, there's a time when you bring your kid into the bubble bath with you, and then there's a time when you got to say to yourself, no more bubble baths with dad.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, first of all, it'd be weird that I was in a bubble bath to begin with, but you know,
yeah, yeah.
Maybe now is not the time for bubble baths.
I can definitely say I took no bubble baths with our kids. I can make a positive.
He would like that on record. He did not take any bubble baths.
I remember.
But there were no kids in the bubble bath. There was just that duck.
But they were saying, just imagine your parents in a bubble bath. I don't want them to be imagining that at all. What, there would have to be something that triggered a memory in their head.
Yeah. So that was smart on LCA's part, because then anytime things get a little sexy, someone's like, hey, come on, let's get a bath. You're going to be like, my parents in the bath. No way. No. So it's also an abstinence video. Like, low-key and abstinence video. Right.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly.
Erica, what is this movie about? Movie? Can we say movie?
Yes. Learning movie?
Cinematic feature?
This movie is about a way to tell kids about how they were conceived. It's a way. It's one avenue. And I honestly wish I would have watched it as a child. I wish little Erica would have watched this. Because I think I would have loved it. Because I loved the animation of Heathcliff. So I think I really would have latched, no pun intended, onto this. And I think I really would have loved it. I think it would have helped me in a lot of ways.
I feel like
might be working through some stuff. I don't know, guys. I feel like
you're working through some things here. Yeah. 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 I'm more concerned than I was ever in this podcast right now. I'm very concerned.
For me, I thought, you know, this movie is about that it's true what they say. All kids love balls. You know? All of them.
Around the world.
That's so true.
Everywhere. Balls. From everywhere.
That was the longest opening. However, I was locked in. I was like, where are we going next? Where are we going next? I wasn't even sure.
It was over 3 minutes of intro and credits.
Oh, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Completing with babies coming out of the O in From, which I'm like, okay, I see what you did there.
Yeah.
Babies with little cartoon wieners.
There's so many baby. There's so much baby wiener in this movie.
So much.
It is a shocking amount of baby wiener.
Imagine you are the illustrator. You're the artist that has to draw all those little cartoon wieners.
Honey, man. Honey, come here. Does this wiener look baby appropriate?
Yeah. Honey, dinner's ready. I told you not to bother me when I'm drawing baby wieners. Get out of my office right now.
I gotta draw like 8 baby wieners before tomorrow.
I need to have options for my boss. Will you please leave me be? I'm an artiste. I went to Cornell.
Then I gotta get back to Foofer, okay? But for right now.
Look, I never thought the day would come. I've got to draw Heathcliff refusing a meal, and then I've got to draw some baby wieners. I'm on a tight deadline, honey. I'm going to just need you to microwave that dinner for me.
I never thought the day would come that the art director would come to my desk and say, there's not enough wieners in this.
Yeah.
What you're drawing.
More wieners.
I need that.
We need more baby wieners. You know, you know this. We did say.
Yeah.
We did say.
When we interviewed you, you explicitly said that you could draw baby wieners.
We told you, we asked you, imagine amount of baby wieners that is too much, and then add 5 more. We said that to you when you got the job.
In fact, here, I have the napkin drawing that you did during your interview of the baby wiener.
You showed us a baby wiener right off the bat. This we wouldn't have hired you otherwise. We needed to
Not
lock that
your
in.
Not for charming personality, bud.
It your baby wiener case study brought tears to my eyes, and I would like to see that kind of inspired artwork again. Honestly, if I'm being honest, I would like to see it again.
You wowed us with your baby wiener. Wow us again, please.
Yeah. I went home on my drive home. I'm going to be honest with you because I feel like you need it.
Mm-hmm.
When I drove home from your interview where you shared those glorious baby wieners.
Amazing.
I cried. I cried the whole way home. In fact, I pulled over and I watched the sunset because I needed to just know that the sun was setting on a person of your talent.
I pulled over the side of the road and I looked at my wiener and I said, at one point, this wiener was beautiful. When I was a baby.
And now it's hideous. Make me believe in wieners again.
Now, personally, I know we're not at things we love, things we hated, but I loved 7-year-old wiener.
Oh,
I liked it when it just started to get a little girthy.
Yeah.
Oh no! You were gonna love the second act of this. You were gonna love puberty, Mark. You're gonna love it.
It didn't get longer, but it did get whiter.
Got a little half to it.
The girth came in.
I'm telling you, we need to watch this. Oh, we need to complete this trilogy.
The trilogy. Oh,
it's important. It's important. We were meant to watch this so that we could complete the trilogy.
Let's start into this, but before we do, let's go to the Letterboxd synopsis, of which there is one.
I was hoping we were going to say baby wiener just one more time.
No, I think we've exhausted baby wieners, but let's...
let's not get ahead of ourselves.
Let's go to the Letterboxd synopsis.
I don't want to speak for everyone on this podcast, but I don't know if we've exhausted it.
I'm trying to rein us back in because we've already many countries have already taken this podcast down. They're like, we cannot.
We had a 3-minute opening, a la Where Did I Come From?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
The Letterboxd synopsis is this: an animated sex education video for children.
Mm-hmm.
Based on the best-selling book of the same title.
Best-selling, okay.
It tells the story of conception through birth in a humorous, sensitive way.
Oh.
Answering all the awkward questions, not all. There's a lot left.
Ooh, what's left? Yeah. Oh, Ryan's got some unanswered questions.
There's stuff left.
See, Mark, it was important that we watch this.
All the awkward questions parents have found difficult to respond to in an informative and entertaining way. Well, a lot of that is in the eye of the beholder, but okay.
It was. I think that's the most accurate Letterboxd description I've ever heard.
I will say, I've seen a lot of the Letterboxd comments and then some comments in IMDb and stuff. And there were a lot of people that were like, I showed my kids this and it was great. I'm like, wow. Okay. Mm. I'm glad this was useful. I totally am, you know, we didn't know.
I want to show my kids this just so I can see them squirm when they show that tub scene of the duck staring that guy's dick and balls down, his cartoon dick and balls, and the duck being like, co-wank, am I right? I want to show it to them for that reason alone.
We will pause it on that moment and then just go, you guys good? How are you guys doing? You guys do it? Just to check in?
You guys think ducks are freaks or what?
when mom's just driving along the highway with her milky mammaries just hanging out.
Yeah.
Oh man.
Imagine the Foley artist work on that.
Well, let's get into it because as we said, and as Letterboxd said, this is a video made for sex education. But it doesn't just leap into the sack, as we've mentioned, of knowledge. It does get into the sack of knowledge. It doesn't just leap into the sack. It does start talking about it after a little while, as we've gone over. But before they get into the real baby-making part, they go into the differences in the human body. Though, it's for kids, so the truth of some of this gets a little bit stretched.
So let's start at the very beginning. The first thing to know is that babies are made by grown-ups.
Ideally. Yeah. In ideal circumstances.
World.
Yeah.
In the Letterboxd description world, yes.
Right. But not always. Not always.
Not always. Not always.
But they do get... They get a little bit more specific as it goes on about the differences between men and women and their bodies.
If we start at the top, you can see that the man has a flat chest. but the woman has two round bumps on her chest. You will have heard all sorts of names for these, but the proper name is breasts, and that's the name you should try to remember.
I don't want to overstep here, but I'm pretty sure they're called titties. Am I right? Come on, guys. They're titties, okay?
They're just saying try to remember breasts. You're going to say everything else.
I can't. They're titties.
You're going to try. You're going to say everything else. Try to remember they are called breasts. Try your best. Try your best.
I can't. I can't. I won't. You know what? I refuse.
Our grandma only called them titties. So.
Really?
Yes. Only. She only referred to them as titties.
Gosh.
Which grandma are you talking about?
Our Scottish grandmother only called them titties.
That's amazing.
Wow.
I feel like her and I would have been pals.
In your best Mrs. Doubtfire you can muster, say titties, and that's our grandmother saying titties. Anyway, ooh, titties. not great, but it'll do.
Oh dear, titties. Are your titties out? Are your titties out? Cover up, dear. Your titties are out.
All right.
Perfect.
I also want to say I'm not entirely sure that all men have a flat chest. I think that's just, you know, look, we all try. We're all trying, guys. We're all trying.
Yeah, we're
all
right?
Trying. Right, my dudes? We're all trying.
Right.
But, you know.
Yeah.
Hey, it doesn't work for everybody. So just, but, you know, that's all right. Let's move forward with the breasts. Though, I think the video takes things a bit too far. Let's go to clip 3.
When you were just born, your mother's breasts were rather like a mobile milk bar. For the first few months of your life,
okay,
the
I'm
only
sorry.
Food you could
is
eat
this
was
sound,
milk.
Is this sound necessary?
If you're going to say mobile milk bar, hell yeah.
Sorry. One more time.
Is that a baby sucking on a mother's titty?
Let's
or those shoulder kisses.
Yeah.
I feel
wow.
like.
Yeah.
And also, when they do explain.
Milking
like
those
shoulder,
shoulder
kisses are weirdly
more
realistic.
Milking those shoulder titties is what you're doing with those.
Oh, dear. Milking those shoulder titties, are ya?
Some Irish there. We move on for the breasts to the parts needed to make a baby.
Just like breasts, this part of the body has a lot of different names. You probably have a special name for yours, but the right name for it is the penis. Just like peanuts, without the T. Between the woman's legs, you can just see a little opening. And this is called the vagina.
I wish she had said, it's like vagina without right. the T. Like, just be like...
What?
I kept waiting for it, and I was like, never mind.
Is your vagina all right? Or you don't say the T. Oh!
Oh, you don't call it a vagina?
Right.
It's also not a penis.
Okay. No.
It's a penis.
Yeah. I know we're not at favorite scenes, but like peanuts without the T made me actually choke when I was watching this. I literally choked on absolutely nothing other than joy.
I love this clip that she was like, "You, I know you have a name for your penis, but like, and that's
cool. She
calls
out penis
and that's cool.
names.
And that's cool that you have your own name.
That's
but
cool.
it should be just called a penis.
Yeah.
You've right. named it whatever you have.
Yeah.
You know, Thunderstick, whatever you want, whatever your name is.
Mm-hmm. Peanut dick. I don't know. Whatever yeah. you've named it.
I hope it's peanut related.
Yeah.
That's what I'm right. guessing.
Mr. Peanut.
Oh.
Yeah.
But I also I love the end where she's like, she almost seems like she's gone through all this information. She's like, all right.
You got it?
I talked about him. You guys caught yeah. up?
I like doing her her first take was like, it's called a vagina, motherfucker.
Yeah.
All right?
All right.
And they were like, whoa, I'm sorry, it's a little, this is for children. She was like, oh.
Yeah. This is about education.
It's called a vagina.
Okay, it's called a vagina. If he's gonna be an asshole about it, I'm gonna say.
But it was like when you sign an email, best regards. That's that. Mm-hmm. She's signing it, best regards.
Also, that part will be on the test at the end of this episode. Mm-hmm. So maybe write that one down, okay, everybody?
Yeah. Yeah.
Now that we have covered the dick and balls and vagina, it's time to take things into the bedroom.
We never covered the balls.
It's true. Yeah, we did not cover the balls. You're right, Mark. That's what I'm saying. We didn't cover everything. We don't cover all of it.
They never talked about the taint. They missed out on some real opportunities here.
Wait, do we need the taint and the Mrs. Doubtfire voice?
Oh, tickle the taint, dear. Don't leave it behind. You know, deal with it. It's there for a reason. Don't ignore it, all right?
It's not great. It's not my best. Anyway, let's take things into the bedroom. That's where the sacred act has to take place, according to the video, because they're like, it's a bedroom. I mean, that's the best place to do it. Though, quite possibly, you were conceived in, like, the backseat of a car or an airplane bathroom, but, like, why spoil the future
for
anyone?
An airplane bathroom? I don't know. Ryan!
I don't know. I've never been in the Mile High Club, but, you know, I'm just saying, it happens in other places. It may not just be the bedroom, but we're only going to deal with the bedroom. Okay, fine. We'll deal with the bedroom.
When people love each other, they kiss each other, and they hug each other very tight. And that's what the man and the woman do. And after a while, the man's penis becomes stiff and hard, and much bigger than it usually is. It gets bigger because it has a lot of work to do. It
gets hard because there's a lot of work to do? That's almost like stretching the truth to a way of like, what? What do you mean?
Yeah, what? Sex is work. Yeah, put in the work.
Get to work.
Do you know, when I'm at work and I've got back-to-back meetings, I'm as fucking hard as a rock.
Right.
I'm like, I've got work to do.
Yeah. I'm going to go into work early. And I have to because I am rock hard. I'm ready to do some work. I'm ready to get in there.
I mean, this is why they don't want me to come in on office days. But
yeah,
this is
why I was actually required to work from home.
Don't come in. You take this.
They're like, hey man, thanks for coming in. What's with his boner?
Hey, I'm ready for work. I'm ready to work. I'm ready to work.
Ready to work.
Oh my god. What made me laugh so hard about that too was it makes it seem like the man is important in all of this. When really it's just the dick.
Not too critical. Not too critical. As we'll get into here, because it's time to get real, kids. But not too real.
By this time, all the hugging and kissing have made the man and the woman feel very loving towards each other. They want to be as close as they can be. And that's when the man puts his penis inside the woman, into her vagina, because that's the closest two people can get. This is a very nice feeling for both the man and the woman. He likes being inside her, and she likes having him inside her.
One quick note. Was the baby voice necessary?
No.
And the baby's like, goo, goo, ga, ga. No. Yeah.
Well, that's over.
I'm done with the hard work, if you know what I mean. Not ready to take a nap.
Go let the water out of the bath. I guess we're done.
Guess I'll go put the duck in the backyard where he belongs.
Yeah, I'm like, let's hope they love each other. Let's hope that this is something that they both are into and enjoy. Maybe they're like, you know what? Didn't dig it. It wasn't as much fun as I'd liked. On to someone else. I don't know. So you never know, but that's what I'm saying. Not that's stretching
that's
the
in
truth.
The third video that we're gonna watch.
Yeah,
Ryan.
Don't spoil it
for people.
That's right. That's right. Of course, we have to deal with the climax, and as any good story needs the ending here, though it's not quite the ending, but it is the ending for the man's involvement.
You know how it is when you have a tickle in your nose for a long time, and then you have a really big sneeze. It's a little like that. At the same time as this tremendous big shiver, a spurt of quite thick, sticky stuff comes from the end of the man's penis. And this goes way up inside the woman's vagina. Well, strange as it sounds,
this is where
sticky
I imagine
stuff
children
is
are
how
horrified.
You and I and all of
yes,
us started
like,
our lives.
Nope. Mm-mm.
They're like, what now?
It's called semen.
What? Huh?
And in the semen.
Gross.
I feel like a little more explanation could have gone into this part. There are some leaps there.
Or even less. Being... Or even less yeah. explanation.
Yeah. Like, there's too many times that she says sticky.
Yeah.
And I think that's problematic.
Yeah. Which seems like she's kind of judging it a little bit. Like, she's like, it's kind of sticky and gross. I'm like,
I would prefer viscous. Viscous,
right.
Right.
Like, they gave her too much artistic license. They were like, just, you know, like, you've had sex before, right? Like, so just go ahead and explain it how you're. And she's like, oh, yeah, no problem. Sticky. Went way up in there. It's a big fucking mess. And they're like, whoa, okay, hold on. Maybe a little more sexy. And she's like, felt fucking great. And they're like, nope, too far, too far. And she's like, I don't know what you want here. Look, I'm just trying to get health insurance. Like, what what do we need here for this voiceover?
I mean, the sticky part, too, it makes it feel like you're, like, get on your a little bit on your hand, and then you touch a glass, and you're like, I can't get the glass. It's not... Oh, no, I want to touch my face, the sticky stuff.
Oh, no!
Oh, no. Oh, gross. What after this event, of course, there's the giving of birth. But do they tell the whole story?
And that's in the direction of the hospital. The first sign the mother has that things are starting to happen is a special kind of stomach ache. Or rather, a series of stomach aches, coming at regular intervals. At first, these aches, which are called labor pains, come a long way apart. But gradually, they get closer and closer together, which means the baby is really ready to come out. And that's the time when the doctor and the nurses gather round to help the mother, because this last part for her is the hardest.
Yeah, thoughts,
Eric? At that point, the guy's just like, I don't know. I
did a lot of work in the beginning.
Yeah. At that point, too, in the cartoon, dear listeners, the dad just reappears in the hospital.
Right.
He's been MIA until this point. But yeah, is that part the hardest? I mean, it's one of the hardest, but yeah, arguably it ramps up a little bit there.
And they mention, like, that it's called labor, and that if you think about the size of the hole, like, it's some work for the mom. But they're, like, really trying to downplay, like, the whole event. And I was like, yeah, I mean, we're sort of given the half-truth here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And they never even covered episiotomies.
Right.
Where's that cartoon? All right? Can I get Heathcliff on the line? I would, like... Heathcliff to walk me through
that cat.
Meow.
Oh,
those two cats.
And what about about cesareans? I mean, you know, I mean, we're
what
not
about cesareans, right?
We're not exactly. Covering. We're
yeah,
not covering
can I have like
all?
Two little
nope.
knives just dancing together? Like we might come into play too. Woo, woo, woo.
I've seen it.
Also, they're saying this is the moment when the doctor and nurses come in. This is the part where the nurses come in. The doctor shows up whenever the fuck they feel like it.
Yeah.
And at the tail end, once the nurses have done fucking everything, let's be very clear. The nurses do everything.
Yeah.
And then the doctor just shows up and then gets the baby and hands it to the nurse and is like,
the doctor shows up, job. Makes a slam dunk, and then is like, see ya.
Yeah.
Rest is on you guys. Wash this thing off. It's filthy.
Yeah.
See ya.
He subs in as the catcher when it's already two balls, three strikes.
Yeah.
Yeah. There
have been four fouls. And he's like, all right, I'll come in. I'll come in. Next
Let's close this out. Good.
And yeah.
Yeah.
It's... Here's your dirty baby. See ya.
Peace. I'm out.
Now, to be fair, if it's a cesarean, that's not the case. The doctor is.
Then the doctor is very much a part of that whole thing. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And the doctor's only partially there for vaggie birth, minus the T.
Vagina births.
Vagina. The doctor's only there for vagina births.
Right.
Well, Erica, I think it's that time.
Hi, everyone. There's a time in the episode where Ryan and Mark and Erica stay positive and they talk about things that they loved. But there's two sides to every story, so they're also going to need to talk to us about things that they hated. And that's okay, because it's important to look at both sides of the story and hear everyone's opinion. That's what makes a podcast great.
That's right. We're going to talk about the things we love and the things we hated about Where Did I Come From? Mark, what did you love?
I already said what I loved. I loved the sperm swim meet.
Oh, yeah. Oh, sure.
Yeah, that's for right. Sure.
My
that's
favorite right. scene. It's my favorite scene.
Oh!
But we'll get there in just a second. Erica, what did you love?
Oh, my gosh. What didn't I love, Ryan? I loved, first of all, first and foremost, I love the animation. It really took me back to an animation style that I really enjoyed growing up, and that when I still am very nostalgic for when I see it. Even when it is titties and balls, okay? Sorry, breasts and peanuts.
Yeah.
Gonna learn it. I'm gonna remember it. Love the animation. I thought it was great. It was very nostalgic. I loved the 3-minute opening. Normally, that's my least favorite part of any movie, but the fact that it dragged on, I was like, this is terrific. When will this end? Who cares? It can go on forever and just go sort of all over the world, but not really.
Yeah, barely. Yeah.
I just remembered something else that I loved.
Ooh.
I loved that the dad or the man's donger still had his hat on.
Mm-hmm.
There you go.
That was my number three. That was my
we
final question.
We do not believe in...
That was my final question. Why did we not deal with circumcision? Or the lack thereof?
Nope.
Nope.
We did not
because
cover that.
Because dudes watching this and little boys watching this are already terrified of baths and beds. Mm-hmm. And ducks. So now they're also afraid.
I was going to say, and now kids that did watch this, that are circumcised, are going, wait, but mine doesn't look like that. Oh, fuck. What's wrong? What's Shit. Wrong with me?
Maybe there's a theatrical version that includes circumcision.
Yeah. Where they just cut away. They go away.
Ryan, I'm going to let you research that.
They go away from the animation and go straight to actual video of an actual penis being cut.
Oh, God.
Oh, boy. And you're like, oh, this got really scary fast. This is not what I wanted to. All right.
I'm not done. So I also loved that there were animated titties, bush, wiener, butts. Like, you get animated everything, but it's in that animation style that was like peak 80s. Heathcliff is the perfect touch point for that because it is so cartoony that it's not hot.
No.
At all. No. It's very cartoony. It's silly. So when you're watching it, you know, as an adult, you're like, this is ridiculous, right?
Yeah.
It's so great.
Yeah, I mean, I loved all that too, because when they do get naked in the tub, you're like, oh. And then that duck is like, blows the like, soap bubbles off the women's boobs, breasts, excuse me. And you're
titties.
That you're like, you're like, what is up with this duck? Why do they bring
the duck
horny?
Is freaky. The duck is a freak.
Horny.
Yeah. Is this the origin story of Howard the Duck?
It could be.
I've seen it.
I think it is. I think it is.
Could be. Could be. The thing that you said, though, about the beginning of the movie, I agree that I did. It was crazy how long it went with the ball being passed over. I didn't love, though, like how they changed the music sometimes to like the kid that's like in Asia gets the ball and it's like suddenly the music changes to like something half-heartedly appropriate to that era, like as if we're like not aware that we're somewhere else or something, and we're like, we really need to make sure you understand that this is all over the globe. And I was, it just, that part was like, what is happening?
Is that what you hated or what you loved?
That's what I hated. Yeah, that's what I hated. I switched to things I hated. Mark, what did you hate?
I hated that they talked about the baby being in the mom and say, and they started by saying, well, what does the baby do inside the mom? And for some reason, I thought they were going to say, like, you know, the baby sometimes...
fucking nothing.
You know, like, does sit-ups.
Right,
Sometimes is, like, doing leg lifts, maybe some squats. Like, I was thinking, like, they would describe what the baby was doing, not that it grows.
Which,
in retrospect, is the logical way to explain it. But I thought baby has a few Blu-rays that it's tearing through. Probably getting pretty tired of
it. Baby watches
point.
What the mom watches.
That's right.
Yeah,
old
exactly.
episodes of the U.S. Office just over and over again. Oh, wait. That's not every baby.
But it is some babies.
That's right.
I thought it was going to be like, the baby's sleeping, which would have been like a cute way to tell kids, like, you just were asleep for most of it while you grew and you're just having dreams. But they like didn't even get that cute about it.
No.
Because it's not fucking cute, guys. Hey, guess what? It's not cute. I hope this video taught you that. It's not cute. It feels like they never sleep. All they do is eat and kick. So, that's
it. It was pretty cute when they were having sex in front of that duck. And the two cats.
But that's before the baby's born.
Yeah. It was cute then. Not so cute
later.
Yeah. Erica, did you hate anything?
I don't think so. I can't think of anything that comes to mind that I hated. I guess I maybe hated that opening wasn't 3 minutes longer.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
good call.
Interesting.
I felt like we should have just went everywhere. Did we go to Canada? I don't think so. Didn't seem like it.
Yeah.
I don't know. We didn't go quite everywhere. So... I don't know.
Favorite scene? Mark, what was your favorite scene?
Definitely the baby shoulder kissing the mom's titties in the car ride. I mean, not only
that
is
milk
she
bar
just
was
fully,
open for biz.
That milk bar is
milk
open.
Milk bar? What on earth is a milk
the
bar?
Entire...
Sounds gross.
That's what they said. It's like a milk bar.
You know the bar you go to when you just want milk?
Yeah. Bartender, what's up? Can I get a double shot of some... vitamin D.
Yeah, I'm going full cream. I want full cream, dude.
Yeah. Yeah. Plus, her tits look great.
Fantastic. She just gave birth, but they're so.
Look amazing.
They look incredible.
They looked amazing.
Incredible.
Yeah.
Yeah. Erica, your favorite scene?
I am embarrassed to admit that I think my favorite scene was the giving birth scene because the mom's like, and maybe I'll try to add this in the clip of that one. Like the sound effect is very like, like it's very sort of the sound
very
effects
muted.
In it are very muted.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But then you do see the dad enter the picture just casually. He just like walks into the room and the mom is already on the table. So it easily my favorite scene.
Just finishing up some Five Guys he picked up.
Yeah. Hey guys, what's up? Oh, hey,
I got
honey.
You one. Like, I got you one. You hungry or do you want to?
They give you so many fries. I've still got a ton of fries.
So many. I also brought peanuts because I was waiting. Sorry, I said peanuts, not peanuts.
Nuts.
Not my penis. I did bring my penis
as
well.
No.
The cat's in the car. Can you hurry up?
I brought the duck. The duck wanted to watch this.
I brought the duck. He's waiting
not
in the lobby.
Peanuts. Can we already have a 4G or do we have to wait?
Let's not get the doctor involved. My favorite scene is the bone down session was pretty hot, but it was when the sperm swim meet where they were swimming in an Olympic pool And then the Jaws theme plays.
Why?
Yeah.
And then, like, a fin sort of juts out of the water. Mm-hmm. And as it's going, the music of Jaws, or sort of Jaws-like theme, then turns into, like, more of an electronic cue. And the fin keeps speeding to the finish and then jumps out. And it's like a sperm with a top hat. So they started it with, like, this, uh-oh, dun-a-dun-a, to, like, hey, the sperm made it to the egg. Hooray! All right. I was like, why did they start with that cue?
Do kids have all those touch points? Do they think that Jaws is funny, but then a top hat is classy?
I don't know. Yeah. And also, like, why is the sperm that makes it starts evil? Like, he's the danger? Yeah. Like, to what?
Yeah.
What is he going to do the egg? Nothing. It's, I don't understand why they went with that. But I guess just for it to be fun. Who knows?
Well, in the book, to be fair, he wasn't a shark. He was a manta ray.
Yeah. Speaking of, you know, that's a
I'm
good
question. I'm going to read it in my
book club. Our one final question. I know we didn't read the book, but do you think the book was better?
Fuck, I can't wait to find out. Hey, look. This is another thing readers never heard me say. Can't wait to read the book. Holy shit. This movie changed me. I'm changed. Am I better? Am I worse? I don't know. We're not at final questions, but
27 minutes of
this movie made me want to read a book and watch two more movies. So I'm forever changed.
Wow, that is that's a lot. By the way, this comes out. This whole video comes out. Obviously, as we talked about, Erica brought up Learning Corporation of America is picked up by New World, and they buy this up. But it's also at a time when New World Video was doing so well. In fact, in Variety, they talk about the fact that New World's A titles, as they call them, were up 25% to 30% in this year, I believe in 1986, and they said that they think that the next year, with all the New World Pictures product coming to New World Video, that should give the video unit a 50% boost in total revenue. Wow. Over 85, that's what they were saying. That those A titles boosted them for 50%. The total sales in New World Video in 85 was around $41 million.
Wow.
And an increase.
That's in 80s money.
And 86 sales to be about $60 million would be needed to support the 50% revenue jump hoped for by Larry Cuppen and the other owners of New World. They were planning to have at least 5 or 6 picks a month, as we've covered many times in the podcast, where we talk about what was released on New World Video. If it's an 80s movie, there's always several other titles. They usually like to try to use like an A title, defined a New World Video as a picture with around 2 million to 2.5 million ad campaign behind it, and at least 500 to 1400 print theatrical release. The rest of the slate would be filled by B pictures. That was around a budget of $750,000 to $1 million in ads and 50 to 400 prints theatrical. So they like to play them there. That they did say, very few. We're going to have very few C films on New World Video in the slate where they would allow them. Though they said that they would allow them maybe to elevate the B pictures, is what Paul Kohlberg, the president of New World Video, said. But New World had cracked the 100,000 unit mark, counting U.S. and Canada, for the first time, with Black Moon Rising, which had topped previous bestsellers, Transylvania 65,000, which had 87,000 units.
I've seen it.
And Godzilla 1985 with 80,000 units.
I've seen it.
So they were now going to delve into Learning Corporation of America, and they were going to utilize that to help keep boosting their New World Video. I think that's probably why they got into Learning Corporation of America to begin with.
I know that we've already passed final questions, but where do you think in the video store this video was placed?
Oof. Well, when it's new, it's going to be on the new release wall. But yeah, it's in kids' videos. I would bet it's in kids' videos.
Kids?
Yeah.
It's got to be.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because what if you accidentally rent as an adult and you're like, what the fuck is this?
Or maybe you're like, what the fuck?
True, true.
Get to that bass and you're like, pause, honey! Get in here!
The LCA label, they initiated things with a documentary called Streetwise, which was a documentary about kids living on the street, like drug addiction. It actually was like nominated for Academy Awards. It was a very high profile release, and they were hoping that this would add to it as well. They sold more than 35,000 units of Streetwise, according to Paul Kohlberg, the president of New World Video. And he said he thought Where Did I Come From could surpass Streetwise sales. And in fact,
I've seen it.
In this issue of Billboard, because the...
Oh!
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. Which is from August of 1986, because this was released in July of 1986 for $24.95. 25 bucks.
Reasonable.
Not wow. bad. Yeah. But they said, and in fact, it was said by David Pierce, New World Video Vice President of Marketing and Sales. He said, Where Did I Come From is a $24.95 sell-through title. We will continue to promote and work it. We're certainly trying to get bookstores heavily into this video because they're already familiar with the book. And libraries are a key place we're trying to get the product into. The video had benefited from New World's traditional promotional flair. New World regional salesmen have attended distributor meetings wearing diapers to promote the tape.
Oh. No.
Oh.
No.
Oh, no.
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 Yeah.
Oh, no. My gosh.
Yeah.
No.
No.
When they released this in July 1986, what else did they release? Well, we've talked about it earlier this year. What else was released? House. Was the A title that we would have been talking about. Where Did I Come From? Then Aurora Encounter.
Mm.
I guess that's the B. That's
the
B movie. And Las Vegas Weekend, which we have not gotten to. They released, of course, $24.95, as I said, by 1987. They re-release it with a bunch of other videos. At this point, $20. It's gone down in price. They're like, hey, get this thing. And it wins an award in 1987. The Video Review Awards, done since 1987. Freelance reviewers for video review. They give away prizes. The Best Animated Kid Vid. It was a tie. The Wonderful World of Disney, Ducking Disaster. And Where Did I Come From? A tie.
Wow.
For
that's the double feech.
That's
the double feech.
The VRAs, or Video Review Awards.
Wow.
Unbelievable. Yeah. Best movie at that award show, Back to the Future. Also an award winner, Where Did I Come From?
It won an award.
Yeah.
This movie changed me, and if it didn't change you, watch it again.
Then in 1987... the second part of the trilogy.
Shit!
What's
puberty! Here
happening
comes.
To me? What's happening to me? Also comes out $25.
Wait. That's a new world, right?
New World
Is
Video.
Is it New World?
Oh, yeah.
Fuck yes! We have to watch it. These are words I've never uttered on this podcast. Fuck yeah, we're watching it. Hell yeah, I can't wait.
And to others, they may be familiar with this video with another narrator, because this also is re-released in the early 2000s with Howie Mandel handling.
Oh my God. Can we watch it tonight? Do we have it available? Where is it, Ryan?
My understanding is that it's pretty much the same script, but it has a lot of Howie Mandel to it. I tried to find it. I don't think that's online. I looked for it.
Does he
pull
up a rubber glove above his head?
And puts it over his head, and he's like,
yeah.
And then he lets it
do that little kid voice,
lets it fly, and that's how. Yeah, he does Bobby's World.
Oh my God, I can't wait for this. I've never uttered those words on this podcast. My top five. I've already got two, and I haven't even seen one of the two of my new top five. Oh,
could
God.
This? I know we've already done final questions here, but Erica. Could this dethrone Creepshow 2?
Oh God, don't do that to me. Mm. I know where I came from. That's your ride and die. I was born of Creepshow too.
Yeah, it's true.
I'm that goo in the water from the raft. That's me. Right. That's sticky. How I was born.
Sticky. That's sticky for sure. That's what the narrator thinks that semen is. She thinks it's the goo in Creepshow too.
Mm-hmm.
And it will eat you alive. She didn't. Yeah. She tried to say that. They cut it out. But she tried. Yeah. She tried to warn you.
Yeah.
Well, that is it. That is Where Did I Come From? Yes, our first title from Sextember 4 Play. There's going to be a lot of good stuff we're going to talk about. We hope you're going to stick around and listen to them. All of our episodes. Go check them out at our website, newworldpicturespodcast.com. That's where you can find all of our episodes. Our interviews, t-shirts, buy a t-shirt, help support the show. And we will see you next time on the New World Pit. Well, we hope to see you. We will be peering through you through your phone. You don't know how it works, but we can do it. The technology is there. And we have hacked all your phones.
Wow.
And we will see you next time on the New World Pictures Podcast, a part of Someone's Favorite Productions Podcast Network. Bye, everybody.
Cover up, dear. Your titties are out.